All right, this is going to be really cool. We've been trying to track him down for a while, and he's an all-time great coach, longtime NBA head coach, former NBA Coach of the Year back in 2013. Yep. Joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline here is George Carl. How you doing, George?
My life is good. My life is easy. It's I'm not sure I like to be retired, but there are days retire is pretty much fun, but there are days I miss the game a lot too. This is the time of the year that I probably miss the game more than I have, feel comfortable being retired.
Yeah, I was going to say, in September, you're probably like, whatever, I'm cool with being retired, right?
Well, I miss the gym. I miss your, what I call my basketball family. It's an incredible experience to coach in the NBA. There's only 30 NBA coaches, and I was blessed to do it for many, many years. There's probably a big part of me that still would like to do it again, but also realize that they're not hiring 66-year-old guys.
Well, they should hire you. But if I had to ask one question as far as one thing you miss the most, what would it be? I know people say, the paycheck or the lifestyle and stuff. Is there one particular thing you could put your thumb on as to what you miss about coaching the most?
Probably the competition of a head coach going against another head coach and with great talent, with the best referees in the world. It's a chess game. It's a match of your talented team versus their talented team. And, pushing the buttons and making the decisions and hopefully, doing it more often successfully than in failure. I mean, people forget that a coach that wins 60% of the games in the NBA is probably a Hall of Fame coach. And, it's not a perfect science. And, some coaches do incredible jobs, but I think every year the 30 NBA coaches are pretty damn good coaches overall. And unfortunately, we win in a produce-for-me-now business and a win-lose business, and some of them get fired along the way.
Well, I mean, the old saying in coaching is you get hired to get fired. It's just a matter of time. Do you always feel it coming? Have you ever been shocked by a firing?
I think the last one was the most shocking. I mean, my one in Seattle was, there was a conflict between myself and the organization, and we had a great year and my contract was up and, it didn't make sense to them and it didn't make sense to me to kind of try to compromise and figure it out. But the one when I was coach of the year in Denver and the front office decided to change directions, I have no idea exactly what the reason they stated was, losing in the first round of the playoffs or not, being a great playoff team, making the playoffs, I think, all 8 or 9 years that I was here in Denver, but not being successful in the playoffs. But, I think 6 of those 9 years we lost to the NBA champions in the first round. So I could rationalize either one way or another, but I think this is the greatest basketball right now played in the world. The NBA playoffs, the quarterfinals just got done. Now we have the final four of the NBA. And you're going to have some incredible basketball games. You're going to see some incredible players step forward. LeBron has obviously already stepped forward in this playoff series, but there'll be someone else. It'll be a team. It'll be someone like Harden, or will Steph come back to the limelight, or Draymond Green, or a couple of years ago you had Iguodala win the MVP of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So it's an impressive time of the year of competition. The heart of the competitor, the head of the competitor, the teamwork and unselfishness of teams who got to fight through a lot of difficulty, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And it's even a greater honor to be a part of.
With longtime NBA head coach George Carl, and you just detailed that story back in 2013 when you were named the NBA's head coach of the year in Denver, and then about a month later they fired you, and it's. That's kind of happening. It's almost 2.0 up here in Toronto. It hasn't become official, but a lot of reports out there that Masai Ujiri, who you were familiar with your time in Denver, would be looking to make a coaching change. And his peers around the NBA, the coaches just voted on it, and they announced that Dwayne Casey is their coach of the year. We believe the media will probably do the same thing next month. I mean, Can you believe it's happening again? I mean, do you see a similarity between your situation and that of Dwayne Casey here in Toronto?
Yeah, there is a similarity that the expectation of management success is not being met by the team and the coaching staff. And expectations and potential are two things that kill coaches. You know, players that have potential and don't reach the potential, it's the coach's fault. Teams that have high expectations and don't reach expectations, it's the coach's fault. And I think the similarity also would be that Dwayne has been there a long time. And there is, somewhat of a philosophy of a wearing out process of the coaching staff and the coach himself. And I don't think much of it makes a lot of sense. The one thing that I believe in that not many people in the NBA do is continuity. And I think if you look at baseball and you look at football and a little bit if you look at Popovich and you look at Spoelstra and Raleigh in Miami, continuity builds a foundation that's very difficult to shatter. But I think over the last 25 years, basketball has gone away from continuity and have gone to kind of the European mentality of if you're not successful, we got to move on.
With longtime NBA head coach George Karl, you also mentioned that your time in Denver, you guys went to the playoffs every year, and like 6 out of 9 years, you lost in the first round to the eventual NBA champion. And in the East, you know the way it's worked for the past 8 years, LeBron has just steamrolled everybody. He's been to the NBA Finals 7 years in a row, and I think he's going to an eighth. I mean, how do you coach against that? How defeated must you feel as a coach if you just can't beat one single player?
There's no question that LeBron factor will always be heavy on Toronto, and it'll be heavy on Dwayne Casey. It'll be heavy on Kyle Lowry, and it'll be heavy on DeRozan. It'll be heavy on all those guys. But in the end, LeBron is going to go down in history as one of the top two players ever to play the game. I mean, it's going to be Michael and LeBron, and what they've delivered to the game is amazing. And I think this year has even been more incredible. I mean, I kind of said this when Karl Malone and Stockton were in Salt Lake City when I was in Seattle with Peyton and Kemp, and I kept saying, well, they're getting older. They're getting old. they never got old.
Right.
they never got old. And LeBron is showing us he might never get old because, what he is losing in age, the deficiency to come with losing speed and maybe not being as quick, he's making up in his brain power and his basketball IQ is so incredibly off the charts and getting better almost every year. And, this year I think he separated himself. And I think one of the most incredible things in the NBA today is this guy has won the MVP in about, 5 years?
Right, yeah.
if you took a poll, he's the best player by far in the NBA.
George, are you a LeBron guy or are you a Jordan guy?
I'll be honest with you. I would pay money, which I wouldn't say about many people, to watch LeBron play basketball. And I would probably see Michael play basketball. But Michael, I give the edge to it, a very thin edge to, because he won championships. And he performed on that stage at such a great level. Six NBA finals, six NBA MVP finals, six titles. And, LeBron's record just isn't that good. And if that's going to be the criteria of winning championships, it's Michael. And if it's not that, based on that, it's the best player, maybe the greatest player ever to play the game, based on skills and impact on the game, I think it's a toss-up.
How close do you think we are collectively as fans and media and people within the game to declaring this Golden State team as the greatest team ever put together?
It's the greatest shooting team ever put together, and it's probably the best offensive basketball team ever put together. I think this year is going to be a challenge to them to find a defense to win an NBA title. I think they'll do it. I'm a fan. But they've been very inconsistent at the defensive end of the court, and they're going to have to find their defensive identity in these next two rounds, and somewhere along, it'll probably happen in this round against Houston. They're going to have to find an identity of toughness and focus and demand that they have not shown on a consistent basis this year. I still have trouble giving them the greatest team ever. But, you know, that's the world we live in right now. I mean, I think the Chicago's team, and because I'm probably more of a team guy than an individual guy. And, you know, Chicago didn't have the most talented teams, but they won championships because they played as a team. And Golden State plays as a team, and you know, they've led the NBA in assists for many years, and they pass the ball beautifully. But I'm not sure if I want to give them the title of the greatest team ever. They might have the team of the greatest talented team ever, but maybe not the greatest team.
Do you find yourself from home coaching and in your mind, like what you would do against these teams?
I would like that challenge. You know, I kind of talked to some of the coaches in some of these past series, and my son is a G League coach, and he coaches the South Bay Lakers, and he was in the playoffs this year. And, you know, I got to hang out with his team in all of his playoff games. And so my mind is always turning. I mean, when you watch a game, I usually watch games with two or three other coaches, some high school coaches or a college coach or an assistant coach. And, you know, we sit there and go, what's that all about, you know? And sometimes I think, you know, it would just be, I mean, playoff basketball is fantastic. I mean, it's marvelous. Watching great performances, watching good coaching, and watching how players react. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was shocked that Philadelphia's immaturity showed as much as it did, because I thought they, you know, they're a very talented team, but their mental toughness, their maturity, their experience of playing at that stage and in that mode, you know, Boston was just ahead of them by far.
He is longtime NBA head coach and former NBA Coach of the Year, George Karl. Great catching up with you, George. Enjoy the final couple of rounds in the NBA playoffs. Thank you for doing this.
Well, start a campaign to save Dwayne. He deserves his job, man.
Yep, we agree with you on that, but you've been down this road before. You know the way it plays out more often than
that. He's a great man. Remember, in Toronto, he's a great coach, but he's also a very great person.
Yep, he's been good to this show. So thank you for taking time. Thank you, George.
Okay, man. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
There's George Karl joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing a service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com.